This is Sergeant Investigator Jeremy Liberts with the Morris County Sheriff's Office. And the date is 11/23/2012. The time right now is 14:59 hours. I'm currently in the interview room at the Morris County Sheriff's Office, and currently present with me is Byron
David Smith.
Okay, hold on one second, Byron.
Okay.
Byron, can you tell me your full name, please?
Byron David Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I live at 143.
Oh, hold on, Byron. Okay. What is your date of birth?
11/June/48.
So, say it again, I'm sorry. You said 11/June/48.
Yeah.
So, June 11th, 1948?
I use the military terminology, yeah. June 11th, 48.
Okay. All right. So, June 11th, 1948, that's your date of birth, correct? Okay. And, yeah, Byron, what is your home address?
14319 Elm Street, formerly 709 Riverwood.
Okay. But you live at 14319 Elm Street,
yeah.
Off of, in the Riverwood area, correct? In Little Falls?
Elm Street.
Elm Street, Little Falls, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the zip code there?
56345.
Okay. And Byron, before I ask you any questions, you had currently been placed under arrest, Byron, today while out at your residence. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. And before I ask you any questions in regards to the reason or why you, the reason that led up to why you were placed under arrest was explained to you at the scene. Is that correct?
Because there were bodies, and that's a good reason.
Okay. Yes. And that was explained to you. That's why you were placed under arrest at that time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Byron, before I ask you any questions in regards to what had happened, I'm going to read you what's called the warning and consent form. These are your Miranda warning legal rights. Have you ever heard of your Miranda warning rights?
Yeah. Anybody who watches TV hears them.
Okay. So you've heard of them
yes.
before, right? Okay. Byron, before we ask you any questions, you must understand what your rights are. You have the right to remain silent. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you say can be used against you in court. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Okay. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we question you and to have him with you during questioning. Do you understand that?
I understand that, and mm-hmm. I waive that considering the circumstances.
Okay. If you cannot afford a lawyer and want one, a lawyer will be provided for you. Understand that, Aaron?
I understand that.
Okay. If you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering at any time. You also have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to a lawyer. Do you understand that, Aaron?
I understand that.
Okay.
I may choose to skip one question or whatever. But
that's your choice.
Okay.
Yes, by all means, Byron. And then, Byron, with your rights in mind, are you willing to talk to me at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions about your rights that I explained to you?
It's very clear.
Okay. And you're willing to talk with me and can about any questions I have in regards to this?
Yes.
Case? Okay. Now, Byron, I got called out to your residence today basically on some information that something might have happened at your house either today or yesterday.
More specifically, I called my good friend Bill Anderson, who is a neighbor,
okay,
and asked him to contact a lawyer. He wasn't able to. Apparently they're all busy today. The offices are closed.
Okay.
Since he was not able to contact a lawyer, I asked him to contact the Morrison County Sheriff's Department next.
Okay. You asked him to Bill Anderson?
I asked him to call you.
Okay. And then, now, Bill, how long have you known Bill Anderson?
Basically, since he moved in. It must be 20, 25 years.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's more than that. Anyway, long
For
time.
A long time, okay. How long have you lived at your residence, sir?
I have been physically resident since March 2009. However, it has been my home of record since the house was built in September of 66.
Okay. So you've had that place for quite a long time then,
yep.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah, it has always been my home,
mm-hmm.
and before that we lived on the west side.
Okay. Do you live at the residence with anybody, or do you live by yourself?
I am by myself. My mother passed away 3 years ago.
Okay. Now, you said that you had talked, you called and talked with Bill Anderson. When did you call and talk with Bill Anderson?
I first called him about 11:30 this morning.
Okay. And then when you called Bill, what did you ask him for something, is that correct?
Bill is the only person I have shared the breaking and entering series with.
Okay.
As a neighbor, I feel it's important and I trust him absolutely.
So when you called Bill, you said this morning at about 11:30 it was, right? Is
I
that correct?
said that I had a problem and I would appreciate it if he got a lawyer and asked him to come over to my house.
Okay.
I don't know the local lawyers very well. I
Sure.
have, almost not. But Bill seems to know everybody.
Okay. All right. And was he able to get a hold of a lawyer for you or
No, he
anything, or
wasn't.
no?
He totally failed. He even tried Brainerd, and he did find a couple, but they are only involved in, minor stuff like deeds and wills.
Sure. And like, just to confirm with you, it's your choice at this time that you wish to waive or have an attorney present with you while you talk to me, correct?
Yes, and if I find anything that I object to, I'll let you know
Okay.
immediately and clearly.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Now, how many times did you talk with Bill Anderson about this?
Oh, there was back and oh, just today?
Yeah.
Today, we had back and forth phone calls. There must have been 10 or 12 when he was
Okay.
calling me with the latest. I was calling him with, well, okay, that didn't work. What next?
Okay. You initially told Bill that somebody broke into your house, is that correct?
Oh, Bill knew that somebody broke into my house, yes. He knew that there was a sequence going. He didn't know that it had happened again.
Okay.
And I tried to be very non-specific, but he could guess.
Did you specifically tell Bill that you had maybe shot somebody that broke into your house or anything, or?
No, but
Okay.
Bill knows that I was having a major problem and that I might do something.
Okay. So you've actually been having problems with people breaking into your house, is that correct?
The same people, the same pattern. It goes back a long time.
Okay. When did that start? When did it start where people
First
were
time it
breaking into your
happened
house?
was, I'm guessing, 12 to 15 years ago, and there was a sheriff's report on it when they broke into the garage and tore up a bunch of packing cases, threw glassware on the floor to break it, and stole a bunch of clothing.
Okay.
Now, I try to not be sexist, but when somebody steals clothing and ignores the tools, I tend to think it's a woman.
Okay. What kind of clothing did they take? You remember that time? Was it woman's clothes or men's clothes? Something different?
Military clothes, the kind of unisex stuff that.
Sure.
And not only that, but the following week, Ashley Williams was seen wearing my flight line military jacket from the Air Force to school.
Okay. Ashley Williams, you said?
Yeah.
And how do you know this Ashley Williams?
I've never met her,
Okay.
except maybe now, and then it's not sure, but I've never met her.
Okay. But you heard that somebody saw her or you saw her wearing?
Bill has close relationship with the schools because he does fundraising, and he asked, and this was reported to him.
Okay.
However, since it was gossip and rumor, it wasn't official evidence.
Okay. So you heard
And
Bill told you that he saw Ashley Williams potentially wearing
he
some of
didn't
your
see her.
clothing or?
He heard that
Okay.
she had been wearing it.
Okay. Okay.
And he, so he, you should check this with him because I want to be totally accurate on, but I assume he saw her wearing it to the bus.
Okay. And this
Yeah.
was like a camouflage
No.
jacket, coat, shirt.
I was in 68 through 72, and at that time everything was olive drab. And at that time, they stitched the reflective stripes on the coats for use on flight lines.
Okay.
Shortly after that, they shifted to requiring vests, with the full reflective and colors and everything. So this coat, 20 years later, was very rare. It's not the sort of thing you would find laying around, and mine was gone, and it was she was seen wearing it. So there was some reasonable suspicion there.
Sure.
And apparently she was not in full possession of her facilities because she dropped stuff all the way home that Bill collected the next morning.
From your house?
Yeah, well, stuff that she had collected in her arms, and it was falling out of her arms on the way home.
So kind of a trail from where she had broken into?
That trail of dropped stolen stuff she was taking home.
Did that trail of broken or dropped stuff, was that in your yard at all?
Yeah, it was down the driveway.
Okay.
Leading towards their house.
So is Ashley Williams a neighbor of yours, your guys's?
My closest neighbor.
Okay. So she lives, what, right next door?
At the end of my rather large yard.
Okay. Okay.
So, yes, they are my closest neighbor.
Okay. Do you know Ashley's parents at all?
I have tried very hard to avoid them.
Okay.
They're nasty people.
Okay. You've never gotten along with them?
I have avoided not getting along with them.
Mm. Okay.
They have misused and abused too many other people I know for me to have anything to do with them. I limit myself to being polite.
Okay.
You know, if I see them by the mailbox, I'll say good morning. Mm-hmm. I've never intentionally talked with them about anything. Except last year, the spruce in the neighborhood have a fungus disease. And I went to the door and gave them Xerox copy of how to identify it and how to treat it, just because getting rid of an infection in the neighborhood's a good thing. Mm-hmm. There was no social interaction. They took the paper and shut the door.
Okay. Okay.
But
and this Ashley, do you know, was she still currently living at home with her parents?
She's in and out a lot.
Okay. So you've seen her there recently?
I haven't seen her. I know what her car looks like.
Okay.
Because Bill pointed it out to me.
Okay.
Bill watches everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, he pointed out her car, and I see it there occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally meaning like several times a month, maybe a couple times a week.
What kind of car does she drive?
It's a white bulby thing with an ugly, coming apart, green vinyl roof.
Okay. Was she over there with a boyfriend that you saw, or another boy, or?
They're too far away from my house to see.
Well, sure, I was just wondering if you ever saw that. Okay. And so you've heard and suspect that Ashley Williams had been breaking into your place on different occasions. Is that correct to say?
Yes.
Okay. And now, in particular, you had an incident that happened just recently at your house of break-in, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
That would be about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the break-in occurred by kicking in the panel on the basement door.
Okay.
The paneling around was shattered, and then they reached through that panel to open up the deadbolt and the knob lock.
Okay. Were you home at the time this happened?
No.
Okay. Do you know if this happened during the day or at night?
Very specifically. I left to go shopping at St. Cloud 11:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when I came back at 6 o'clock, the place had been thoroughly gone through. With the missing items as shown in the report.
Okay.
So, I know for sure it happened exactly when I was gone, and it's right down to within, 5 or 6 hours, mm-hmm. which makes me suspect that it was someone who saw me come and go.
Okay. Okay.
Beyond that, the following day, on Sunday, I was at the adjacent property to the north, which I bought as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been there since Thursday. Sometime between Thursday and Sunday afternoon. The break-in at my house was exactly Saturday afternoon. Sometime between Thursday and Sunday afternoon, the garage sidewalk door was kicked open, brutally, frame shattered, lock ruined. Mm-hmm. Inside the garage, boxes were opened and tipped and dumped. I wasn't keeping anything of value there.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing to steal, but the place was made a mess of. Mm-hmm. Then there's a basement door on the southwest corner of that house. The basement door was kicked in. Again, frame shattered, lock ruined. And throughout the house, storage closets were left with the doors open and drawers were left half open.
Okay. Did you call and report that incident, Byron?
I turned in a written report to Jamie asking him to investigate.
Okay.
I have not had confirmation that he investigated, but I assume he did.
Okay.
I would like to get a copy of that as also. So anyway, yeah, I reported the time limits that I observed and the damage that I observed and asked him to verify and document it.
Okay.
There was also a tool bag stolen. Actually, ignores tools, but it looks like she wanted the bag because there were tools left alongside the bag that weren't taken, but it was a nice bag.
You suspect a female partner stole it.
It's the same pattern all the way through.
Okay. No.
And that's years later after the previous one.
Sure. Sure.
So the house was thoroughly gone through, but there was nothing there.
Okay.
It's an empty house that I'm restoring after being vandalized this past spring. But that's a different story,
Yeah.
unrelated.
Now, you told me at your residence today that your house had just been broken into. Can you tell me about that?
Okay. I had not gone to anyone for Thanksgiving. I am somewhat uncomfortable with other people's family holidays. Some people enjoy it and it helps them feel home-like. I feel like a little out of place. It's not the kind of social thing I do. So I was staying at home, and just because there wasn't anything big happening, I was in the basement in my favorite reading chair reading a paperback.
Was this
And
on Thanksgiving Day? Is that what you're saying?
yeah,
Okay.
this would have been about 12 o'clock, the exact time on the videotape, I
Okay.
mean on the DVR.
So, I'm sorry, 12 o'clock noon on
Yes,
Thanksgiving
right.
Day, which was just
Yesterday,
yesterday, correct?
yesterday.
Okay, on Thursday. Okay.
So, the house is a very quiet house. It's got electric heat, and it's a very quiet house. And I hear someone rattling the upstairs door by the garage where everybody comes and goes. This is wrong. You shouldn't be rattling doorknobs without at least ringing the doorbell first. So I set down the book and I'm paying attention. And the chair is between the bookshelves. And I see a shadow go past the picture window. Then somebody's rattling the basement door trying to get in. But it also is locked and deadbolted. And then I see the shadow in front of the picture window for maybe half a minute or a minute, like they're trying to see what they can see inside. Okay, this is getting unhappy. And then the shadow leaves, and I hear somebody walking across the deck. It's got the wooden planks, so you can hear people walk on it. And then somebody was rattling the upstairs door. And I'm getting seriously stressed because somebody wants in and they're trying to sneak in, and it's happened before. So I'm sitting there hoping they go away. It's about a minute of silence, and I hear a glass window broken, which I later found to be the northwest corner bedroom window.
Okay. Where were you at the time in the house when you heard that?
I was sitting in the same chair
In the basement?
in the basement,
Okay.
the I consider it my reading chair.
That chair, is that the one that's right off from the steps, the bottom
Yeah.
steps, or? Okay. What color is that chair?
It's a reddish brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry,
And
continue.
one wing arm is broken, but I don't use the wing arms. So.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm sitting in the chair. Now, for the past month, my life has been very unhappy. I haven't slept very well. In fact, I'm lucky to get one good night of sleep a month. And I'm keeping everything locked up all the time because I'm being victimized again and again and again. And In the past couple of weeks, I've gotten into the habit of carrying my guns with me inside my house because I don't know who's going to break in when. Well, it just happened. So I'm sitting there and I hear the steps come down the hallway, turn around, and come down the stairs. These are people who have stolen my guns. I figure they're willing to use guns if they steal guns. And I decide that I've got a choice of either shooting or being shot. Which is sort of what I came to when I started carrying with me. Now, I've been, this past month, I felt very threatened
Okay.
inside my own home. And the guy came down the stairs and I shot him.
Okay. When you said you heard the window break upstairs, correct? You were downstairs. You heard footsteps down the hallway, right?
Yep.
So that would be from the bedroom, and then whoever, so
Out
do
the
you
door,
think
yeah.
somebody entered in your house through that broken window?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's how they made
Because
entry
it
to your
was
home.
easier than the deadbolted doors.
Okay.
And I replaced the panel that had been easy to kick out.
Okay.
So he just decided to break a window instead.
How many footsteps did you hear? Did it sound like one person, two
It was
people?
definitely one person.
Okay.
Definitely one person.
Okay.
And after I shot him, I sat down in this chair and I was just tingling. Adrenaline. I hate adrenaline. And my blood was pounding in my ears, and I just wanted to calm down more than anything else. And maybe, it's hard to judge the time, 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, I was just sitting there with the blood pounding in my ears. And I hear more footsteps coming down the hallway, and somebody else starts down the stairs. And thinking back on it, what happened was, everybody has red buttons. Everybody has sore spots. And I've known since grade school that being ganged up on is a sore spot with me. I just couldn't think. I didn't think. I wasn't thinking. I was just, they're ganging up on me. So I killed her too.
Okay.
Same way, except the first shot she tumbled, and I walked over to finish her off. It was a new Mini 14 that I bought to replace the one that had been stolen, and it jammed. My main use for it is muskrats. They destroy the bank, and once in a while a beaver, they destroy the trees. That's the reason I have it. It's a tool. And it had jammed out on the shoreline, which is why I had the 22 with me. And it jammed, trigger clicked, and she laughed at me. I just pulled out the 22 and shot her and shot her. Then I sat down again, and I don't think I did anything else for an hour.
What time did this happen at yesterday with these two that you ended up shooting them?
Would have been about 12 o'clock.
So 12 o'clock noon yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock,
Okay.
I spread the carpets over the blood.
Okay. When you said first the male party came in the
Yeah.
house after breaking the window in the northeast
Yeah.
corner bedroom, correct? And then you heard the footsteps coming down the hallway,
Yeah.
right? Then immediately did he Did he turn and come down the stairwell, or did he go in any other rooms?
He came directly down the stairs.
Okay. Then you heard footsteps coming down the stairs, is that correct?
Yes, and then I saw his feet, and then I saw his legs, and when I saw his hips, I shot.
Okay. All right. Did he, when you shot, what gun were you using at that time?
The Mini 14.
Okay. And you had that with you in the basement when you were sitting in your chair reading? Is that correct?
It was over by the stereo.
Okay.
But when I heard the footsteps, I stepped up, and it was maybe 5 or 8 steps away.
Okay. Do you leave that gun in the basement loaded, sitting with you?
No.
Okay. Did you have
Except for the past couple weeks.
Okay.
The normal location for it is in the closet upstairs in the northeast corner.
Okay.
That's where my parents kept it. I kept it there too. It's the easiest place to get if you see a muskrat in the river.
Okay. Okay.
Home defense has never been an issue until recently.
So was your Mini 14 rifle, it was what it was, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that sitting in the basement loaded at the time this mail party came, broke into your house?
I always keep it loaded.
Okay. Okay. How many rounds do you keep in the gun?
Since it jammed, 3 or 4. That's all it'll hold, maximum. They sell them now with small cartridges.
Okay. So you figure it had about 3 or 4 rounds in the gun?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you also had a 22. Is that a revolver pistol? What kind of gun was that?
It's a revolver.
Okay. Is that how many shots is that?
It's a 9 shot.
Oh.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah. What make is that gun?
I don't know.
The 22 revolver, do you know?
I bought it in Utah. Would have been about 75 when a friend of mine and I were target practicing.
Okay. Can you describe it to me? What color is the hand grip on the gun, on the 22?
It's a wood hand grip, somewhat dark, and a standard blued finish.
Okay. And you said it's got a cylinder, of course, because it's a revolver?
Yeah, you pull and then rotate.
Okay. And then did you have it in a holster or a gun case or anything?
Brown leather holster.
Okay.
I'd actually been wearing that inside the house somewhat regularly.
Okay. Were you wearing it at the time that incident happened, that break-in
yeah.
occurred?
Mm-hmm.
So you had it on your...
Yeah.
Where did you... You have it on... You had it on your person, on your body, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where did you have it?
Right here.
Okay, you're pointing it right here. Are you you're referring to your...
It's belt clip.
Okay.
I mean, the brown leather holster has a belt loop.
Okay. So you had
so
it on
it's really
your,
out of the way.
You had it on your belt, on your right side hip?
Yes.
That's what you were pointing, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was it loaded when you had it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
In fact, it was still loaded when they found it. They should have found it on the closet shelf upstairs.
Okay. Okay.
If not, they should pick it up because I don't want to leave it laying loose with nobody in the house.
Okay.
I normally keep my guns loaded because there are no children around, no irresponsible people around.
Okay. You said you had used that 22 to shoot the female party, is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. I might have put one... I don't remember clearly whether the final shot to the man in the face was with that or not.
Okay.
I don't want to prolong the suffering. Even if I kill somebody, I don't want to leave them lay and suffer.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, with the female, after I dragged her out of the way, she was still doing some faint gasping, and I just right there.
You're saying right there, but you're pointing your finger underneath your chin?
The chin into the cranium.
Okay.
That 22 is a pea shooter. It doesn't go through bone very well.
Okay. Just to clarify with, first off, we'll clarify with the male party.
Yeah.
He was walking down the steps after you heard him coming down the hallway.
Yeah.
He was walking down the steps to go to the basement. You've seen his feet first, correct?
Yep.
And then his
knees,
and then his hip.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
shot
when you
him
shot?
Somewhere in the hip area.
Okay. When you, how many times did you shoot when you saw his hip coming down the steps?
It might have been twice. I think it was once, but it might have been twice.
Okay. Did this male party have anything at his hand, in his hands at all when he was walking down the steps when you saw him? Or did you even see his hands
I
at that point?
I didn't see his hands at that point.
Okay. So he's coming down the steps. You shoot twice. Can you tell me what he was wearing? What kind of clothes he was wearing?
He was dressed like a high schooler, but much too old. Fancy belt, jeans.
So he had jeans on, like a fancy belt, you said.
Yeah.
What did he have for like a shirt or maybe a jacket on? Did you see? Do you recall?
That's blank. I'm blank on that.
Okay.
One thing of importance, his shoes came off.
Okay.
His shoes, I kicked underneath the reading chair. They're still there.
Okay, do you know what kind of shoes they are?
I checked the tread pattern on purpose. Whoever kicked in the door the previous time left their tread pattern on the door, and I brought it in to Jamie the following day.
Okay.
And he saved it in the evidence file. It had a sawtooth repeated pattern on the door. And that is characteristic of skateboard shoes.
Mm.
And I pointed it out to Jamie, pointing out as a piece of evidence that very few people under 30, I mean very few people over 30 wear skateboard shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I like them because they're the best shoe for city hiking. So I showed him a pair, showed him the tread pattern, and I said, watch for this.
Okay.
The shoes that I kicked under the chair had that tread pattern.
Okay. So those were the same shoes that the male party was wearing when he came into your house?
He was wearing them yesterday. They dropped off. I checked the tread pattern, and it looked to me to match the pattern on the door panel.
Okay. When did the shoe? I mean, after you shot, he's walking down the stairs. You shoot
shot,
twice. You said with
people,
the mini 14.
People lose their balance on the stairs when they're shot.
Sure.
And he tumbled down to the floor.
Okay. Is that when the shoes fell off of him?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So now. You shoot twice with the Mini 14. You hit him in the hip area. Is that where you hit him?
Yeah.
Okay. He falls down to the bottom of the steps, and he's on the floor, correct?
And he's looking face up at me.
Okay. Then what?
I shoot him in the face.
Okay.
I want him dead.
Mm-hmm. Where in the face did you shoot him? Do you remember?
I don't know exactly. Somewhere near the center, and I didn't check afterwards.
Okay. Okay. And was that with the Mini 14? That you shot him in the
I
face?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, at that point, there was a lot of blood, and I had a tarp laying by the fireplace that I was going to use to cover up the firewood.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled him on the tarp to keep so much blood from soaking into the carpet.
Okay. Well, so did you pull him over by from the away from the bottom of the steps over towards the fireplace?
No, I spread the tarp out and pulled him onto the tarp. I might have moved him 2 or 3 feet.
Okay.
Then...
Where did you move him from there, from the bottom of the steps?
It would have been slightly towards the fireplace, because that's where I laid out the tarp.
Okay.
Then, I just wanted it out of my sight, and I dragged him around the corner into the shop.
Okay. In the shop area that's set up in the basement, correct?
Which is exactly where you found him.
Okay. Okay. And then... You said, then when did the female party come in? Was this after this had happened?
Before I said 2 to 5 minutes later, and since I was just sitting there stunned, that's the best estimate I can give.
Sure.
2 to 5 minutes.
Okay. Then you said you were sitting there stunned after this had happened. Where were you sitting?
Same chair.
In the same chair, okay. And then tell me what
and
happened.
The rifle was sitting right alongside me at that time, because I had just used it.
Okay, and you fired 3 rounds. Did you reload the gun?
Four.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many were in it. And then I reloaded it, yes.
Okay. Did you have a box of ammunition sitting there, or did you have rounds in your pants pocket, or did you have to go get the rounds to reload
they
it?
They were on the countertop above the stereo. I just had some loose rounds there.
Okay. How many rounds do you recall putting back in the, to reload the Mini 14? How many rounds did you put back in, do you remember?
The magazine only holds 3, and there was 1 in the chamber.
Okay.
So I would have put in 3,
mm-hmm.
And that's why it misfired after the first shot. Oh, okay. So the first shot, as she was coming down the stairs, as I recall, was again at about hip height, and she fell, and it repeated, except.
Hold on, though. If that's okay, how many times did you shoot when you saw the hip area coming down the stairs, her hip area?
I'm quite sure it would have been only once, because it's the second shot that jams coming out of the magazine.
Okay. And did you hit her with that first shot? Do you remember?
I was shaking pretty hard. I might have missed. I mean, it's what I would consider point blank range, but I can't say for sure I hit her.
Okay.
She did tumble, though.
Was that after the first shot that she tumbled?
Yes.
Okay, so odds are you probably did hit her then,
Yeah,
I'm
or I
thinking.
might have just grazed her.
Okay. And again, you saw the feet first coming down the steps, correct,
Yes.
from the chair, and then when it reached where you could see her hip area, that's when you fired, correct?
Yes.
And obviously, you didn't
My
see her hands
thinking,
at that
no,
time, or if she had
my
anything in her
thinking was,
hands.
I'm not going to ask if there's a gun. People who steal guns, I don't want to give them the chance to shoot me. She could have or might not have had a gun in her hands. And if there's one in the corner somewhere, or if it was inside her clothing or her purse, I didn't check.
So you shot, she came tumbling down the steps, and then you went to shoot again, and the gun jammed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what happened after that, after the gun jammed?
After the gun jammed, well, he fell with his head under the table. She fell immediately at the bottom of the steps. So you'll see two different patches of blood on the floor.
Okay.
And when the gun clicked, misfired, she laughed at me. And
When she was laughing at you, she was at the bottom of
well,
the steps on the floor.
it wasn't a very long laugh because she was already hurting. But there was this smirk. Ah. And okay, there was another red button I guess most people would have. If you're trying to shoot somebody and they laugh at you, you go again.
So when she laughed
Then
at you, did that, how did that make you feel? Did that infuriate you or make you upset or?
I knew that the gun had misfired previously. I take care. I was ready. And I just pulled it out, and yes, I fired more shots than I needed to.
Okay. Why did you fire more shots than you needed to, do you figure?
22 is a pea shooter, and I was very, very threatened, unhappy.
You were mad, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She had basically enraged you for laughing at you, do you think? That was part of it?
No, that was incidental. She'd been a whoever it was who was breaking into my home had been doing it for so long that I was no longer willing to live in fear.
Right. Okay. So it was kind of a, correct me if I'm wrong, Byron, but it seems like a combination of things that made you mad, basically, at that point. Would that be fair to
Oh,
say?
I was far over the edge.
Okay. When you say far over the edge, how do you mean? Are you referring to infuriated,
No.
upset, or how are you feeling?
Normally, when I do something, I justify it. Normally, when I do something, I know exactly why I'm doing it and what I expect. I was reacting.
Okay. What were you reacting to, is what I'm asking.
The threat, the previous losses, I spent 20 years overseas. A couple years in Bangkok, several years in Cairo, several years in nasty sub-Saharan Africa, 3 years in Moscow, 3 years in Beijing.
Did you ever have to kill anyone before, Byron?
No,
Okay.
I was never even threatened.
Okay.
I never had anything stolen. There was never any vandalism. 20 years overseas, not one problem. And I retired to my peaceful hometown.
Not to dwell back on it, Byron, but I almost got the story from with the female party. She had fallen to the ground, She laughed. She kind of had this laugh that you said she was when your gun misfired, and then you said you reached towards your hip, and you had the 22 on your hip,
I
right?
was wearing the 22. I have been wearing it inside my house for the past several weeks.
Right, and that was loaded, and it's a 9 shot, you said,
Yes.
correct? Okay, you pulled the 22, and what'd you do with it?
It was partially empty.
Okay.
So the first round, there was not any, there wasn't a bullet in for the first time I pulled the trigger. And I normally keep it that way. That's a minor safety thing. I can always pull the trigger again.
Where were you aiming? Do you recall?
Probably at her heart.
Okay.
And then she stopped moving.
Did the gun go off when you were aiming
Oh,
at her heart and pulled the
yes.
trigger?
Maybe the chest area. Well, I wasn't aiming that accurately.
Okay.
And I would guess there were about 4 shots.
Where did, with the 22, you're saying,
With the
correct?
22, yes.
Okay.
And she stopped moving. So I grabbed her by the clothing and dragged her over onto the tarp that was in the shop.
Okay.
That's where I left her.
When you shot her, you said 4 times. One was in the chest. Where were the other 3 rounds? Do you know?
I would assume they were nearby.
Near the chest, in the chest area, or?
In the upper chest.
Okay. Did you shoot her in the facial area or head area at all? Do you recall?
After she was on the tarp, she was still gasping. And as much as I hate someone, I don't believe they deserve pain. So I gave her a punching shot under the chin, up into the cranium.
Was she still at the bottom of the stairwell when
No,
that happened?
that was over in the shop.
Oh, that was in the shop.
Yeah,
Okay.
I thought she was dead, and it turned out she wasn't.
Okay.
So I did a good clean finishing shot, and she gave out the death twitch. First time I've ever seen it in a human, but it works the same in beaver and deer and whatever.
Okay. When you when she had, like I said, I asked you before if she had anything in her hands when she was walking down the steps, but you said you never seen anything in her hands,
I never
correct?
saw her hands. She tumbled before I saw her hands.
And then when she tumbled down to the ground and she's at the bottom of your steps, did she have anything in her hands then? Because you could see her then. Did you notice anything?
Her hands were open, but she would have dropped anything she was carrying. And if there was something tangled up in her clothing or not, I didn't check.
Okay. Did she drop anything though? You moved her body, so did you notice if she dropped anything?
There was nothing she dropped that I saw on the floor after I moved her.
Okay.
If it had gotten, her clothing was very tangled.
Okay.
In fact, her clothing was sufficiently tangled that in the shop, her breasts were exposed and I pulled her shirt down again.
Okay. So, Byron, she had fell to the ground. You shot once with the Mini 14.
Yeah.
She came tumbling down the steps. Now she's at the bottom of the steps. She doesn't have, you didn't notice, well, she basically didn't have anything in her hands per se as far as
I
anything
wasn't looking at
goes.
her hands.
Okay.
I wasn't looking at any of the details.
But she's laying there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously you had hit her, so she's hurt, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know how well I'd hit her.
Right.
I mean, she was still s laying there looking at me. She could have gotten up again for all I know.
Okay. My question, Byron, is why did you shoot again? She didn't have a weapon in her hand. She wasn't.
Actually, I don't know if she had a weapon in her hand until
Okay.
later. I
Okay.
wasn't looking at her hands.
But she was laying there hurt. Did she wasn't threatening you. I'm just I
I
have to
thought
ask
she was
why.
threatening me. I
Okay. Explain that to me.
assumed she had a gun,
Okay.
either inside something or in the purse or in her hand or whatever. And in, I'm not going to wait for her to. Not going to ask her if she has a gun.
Understandable. Okay.
I'm not going to wait until she shows it or if she uses it while I'm looking for it.
Okay.
I had already determined that both of them, I knew that they were both gun thieves. As far as I was concerned, they were totally dangerous.
Okay. And this happened, you said, with both parties at around noon yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 5 or 10 minutes gap between them.
Okay. What was she wearing? Do you recall what she was
Oh,
wearing?
yeah.
What was she
That
wearing?
was memorable. Tight black sweatshirt that said hard candy. When I saw that, I said, yeah, you're hard. And she is well known throughout the community as a hard case.
Okay.
Vandalism in Belle Prairie Park, etc., etc.
Okay,
Anyway,
what color was that? You said it was a sweatshirt, correct?
It was something like a sweatshirt, black, but better than that, she had the drawstring tight around her face.
Okay, so she had
and
the hood on.
That's, oh yes,
Okay.
and tightly drawn around to disguise any visual characteristics.
Okay.
The reason that struck me is that I had put up cameras to get visual characteristics of whoever it was, and she had already prepared herself to be not identified.
Huh.
Subsequently, thinking about it, I became very upset that all of this surveillance effort could have been for nothing because she was so well covered up, probably wouldn't have even been good enough to take the case to court.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of pants she was wearing or shoes?
I remember the shoes because I was still checking for skateboard shoes. And she was wearing some sort of winter boot that was something else.
Okay.
But it was after that, since she was wearing some sort of winter boot, black and white, some sort of pattern, that I checked his shoes and saw the pattern there because hers didn't have the pattern. I assumed, since it was a smaller wave pattern, that it was somebody with a small foot. But then I noticed on his shoes that the outside was smooth, so it would have only printed in a small wave pattern.
Okay.
So that needs to be carefully looked at to see if he was the one who kicked in the door earlier. And I've got every reason to believe that they were working as a pair.
Okay.
Well, as she went along the hall, no, she rattled the doorknob on the front door. Apparently, she expected him to open the door to let her in.
Okay.
That's just a suspicion. I wasn't there watching, but why would you rattle the doorknob if you're already inside the house? Unless you're wondering why it wasn't unlocked.
So did you hear the doorknob rattle after the window was broken or before?
Oh, there were two sets. The first time around was apparently just him. All three doors, window break, walking downstairs. She showed up several minutes later. I don't know what I would have done if they'd come down at the same time.
Okay.
But that's a what if.
Okay.
But anyway, she came in maybe 5 minutes later. Walked down the hall. She rattled the doorknob like she was curious why it hadn't been opened. Like she expected him to let her in.
Okay.
They were obviously accustomed to working with each other.
Okay. Now, you said you put both of them on the tarp and you drug both.
No, I dragged him in on the tarp.
Yes.
And then she came down later and I dragged her onto the tarp afterwards.
Okay, yep, back.
That was mostly just to minimize the amount of blood in the carpet, but I'm going to replace the carpet anyway.
Okay, and then you drug her back in right by him, is that correct, the male
yes.
party?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, shut the door so I didn't have to see him.
Okay, and that's where they both
that's where
were at
him.
When we came to your house and
yep.
you pointed out to us, showed us that's where they were, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that I did about an hour later, put my fingers to the vein to see if it was pulsing, and it wasn't.
On who?
Both of them.
Both of them? Okay.
I just, you know, sitting there in the chair, okay, I don't want to do it, but I got to check.
Okay. And you were checking to see if what?
If they were still alive.
Okay.
You know, the things that run through your mind when you're sitting there afterwards.
So after the both bodies are in that back office room that you call, what did you do? What did you go do?
The rest of that afternoon, that evening, all night long, and the next morning, I was afraid of an accomplice. Bill and I had already discussed this, that they probably had somebody in their house watching to see if I come driving home, to see if they see me, to see if anybody else is coming in. You know, hey, get out of there, there's somebody coming in. So Bill and I really thought that their parents were in on it.
Oh, okay.
This was pure speculation, but to us it seemed reasonable. And I was sitting there afraid that most likely the brass-plated bitch would nag Scott into it, and he would come over with a gun to see what had gone wrong. I was sitting there afraid. And by this noon, I had finally reached the point where nothing's happened. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. Let's get this over with.
Okay. So that's when you called Bill, right?
Yep.
And talked to Bill. But what I'm referring to is right after everything happened, okay? It's done.
I sat there for maybe 2 hours. The blood was pounding in my ears.
Where did you sit? Back in your...
Back in the reading chair.
Oh, okay. And then after 2 hours, then what'd you do? Were you home the entire time?
I was in the basement, hiding in the basement the entire time.
Okay. Did you leave the residence at all from when the incident happened up into my arrival at your home?
No.
Okay.
That was the first time I unlocked the door.
Okay. So you were home the entire time?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, I was afraid to go upstairs because I thought there might be somebody with a gun looking in the windows. I was hiding in that chair. You may have found my other hiding place in the back of the storeroom. When I fell over backwards, knocked my head, got that scab, I landed on my tailbone, and it hurt to sit in the same chair for more than an hour or two, so I alternated between that chair and a chair in the back of the storeroom.
Okay. And then when we came and made contact with you at your house, you went through the scene of that with us and showed us what you had, showed us where the bodies and that were. And then I told you that I had to place you under arrest at that time, take you into custody, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I had to do, I did a quick pat-down search of you, is that correct?
Yes.
For safety reasons. And then you had approximately 4 shells, I believe they were the mini 14 rounds in your right pocket, is that correct?
I took the rest of them off the counter that the stereo was on and put them in my pocket in case the gun jammed in the back room or wherever, because I was carrying it with me every step.
Okay.
The entire time.
So you had approximately 4 rounds of the mini 14 in your right pocket when I did a pat-down search of you. Would that be fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There were about 4 in my pocket.
Sure.
It might have been 5.
Okay. And then in your left front pocket, I actually found approximately about the same 4 to 5 rounds of the 22 shells. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. And I placed those actually on the table there in the basement next to where we had met. Okay.
I felt very at threat because, in my opinion, Scott Williams is semi-psychotic. He has attacked numerous people for obscure reasons. And I, if he was the person watching, if he was being an accomplice, he would come down with a gun to solve whatever problem he perceived. Okay. I felt totally at threat. In fact, I'm going to sleep safer tonight here.
Byron, what kind of what clothes were you wearing when this happened? When you had shot these two that entered into your, broke into your home?
After it got dark in the late evening, I snuck upstairs to my bedroom, got these pants, and took off the brown pants, same model Wranglers, and rolled them up and stuffed them in the back corner behind the shelf that holds the stereo equipment. They're still there.
In your
They
bedroom, you're saying?
no,
Oh.
in the basement.
In the basement?
Yeah, I just stuffed them out of the way.
Okay, so they're in the basement and you stuffed them. You said, where? I'm sorry.
Okay. The reading chair, the stairway, the stereo equipment, around on the east side of the stereo equipment, on the north side of the room, against the north wall, which is the center divider wall of the house. And
Is it kind of behind the stairs that comes
it's
down?
underneath the stairs, except at the top of the stairs there's a landing. So it's underneath the landing where you enter the stairs.
Gotcha. Okay. And you
Yep.
said they're like brown in
Brown.
color jeans?
Same as these, Wranglers, my standard brand, standard size. Thinking of it now, don't get confused on the analysis. Mike Lehrke gave me a couple of beaver that he trapped in my yard. They're terrible on the trees. And one leg has a bunch of beaver blood on it.
Okay.
So there's both beaver blood and human blood on the fence.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just in case anybody analyzes it.
Right, yeah. What were you wearing for shoes then? Is that
Exactly the same as I have now.
okay?
In
Okay.
fact, I've been wearing this 8:30 yesterday morning for breakfast. I was planning on doing some yard work.
Okay. So you were wearing shoes at the time this happened,
I've been
correct?
wearing all of this exactly as I have now, except I changed the pants sometime around midnight.
Okay, so you had the blue jean coat on also
Yeah.
when this happened?
I keep the house cool.
Sure.
I always wear an overcoat. Well, I mean, a heavy shirt in the wintertime.
Okay. So you didn't change your shirt or your jacket at all then
There might be
since
spots
it
down
happened?
here.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
So
there
you're saying
would
there
be.
might be spots of blood on your jean jacket that you're wearing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about your blue shirt that you have on?
Same shirt.
Okay.
The tails were out at that time. I tucked them in now.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I tucked them in when I changed pants.
Sure.
So there might be spots of blood on the tails of the shirt. I don't see any here.
Okay.
And the sleeves of the jacket would have covered the shirt.
Okay. I'm gonna need your clothes for analysis. Do
No
you have any
problem.
problems if I take possession of your clothes for any evidence reasons?
Check them for anything you want.
So you have no problem if I would obtain them right now at this point?
No.
In a little bit here.
I'd like to have something else to wear.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
But you don't object to me holding onto your clothes for evidence at this point. Okay. And then.
I've got plenty of spare clothes. In fact,
Okay.
I noticed that there is a spot of blood on the tip of the shoe.
Yeah, I kind of noticed. See that right here now when you're
Yeah.
talking to me about it. So, okay. So I will have to obtain those for evidence reasons, and you're okay with that?
I understand that there are procedures to be followed, and
Yes.
these procedures are all established for well-justified reasons, and I don't intend to argue with any of it.
Okay, sounds good, Byron. Byron, I would also like to ask you, would you be okay to consent to give me a DNA test?
Not a
And
problem at all.
the way I would obtain that is by a mouth-cheek swab.
I'm familiar with the process, yeah.
Would you consent to giving me one of
Yes.
those? Yes? Okay. Okay, I would like to.
Also, you should get a new print of that. It's healed up since Jamie took mine a couple weeks ago.
Are you saying your thumbprint? You're
Yeah,
referring to that? Okay.
right.
Would you consent to at this point right now to would it be okay for us to obtain fingerprints from you also?
You've got a full set except for the thumb, but we'll do it again.
Okay. You'd be willing to do that
Sure.
for us? Okay.
I mean, I've done it already.
Sure. So if that's okay with you, I would like to obtain, when I'm done talking to you here, a DNA sample from you of a cheek swabbing, mouth swabbing. That's the DNA sample. And then I'd like to obtain a full set of fingerprints from you. Are you willing to consent to me to do
I
that?
consent to all of that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And actually, they might come out better because I haven't been doing as much yard work the past couple of weeks.
Sure.
Actually,
Now, Byron, the when I got to your house, you told us also after I placed you into custody and that The guns were in your upstairs closet,
In the
correct? That
northeast corner of the house. But actually, there are two closets, and there was the. Well, you can tell where the rifle goes because the wall right there is scarred from 20 years of it.
Okay, yeah.
And the handgun was in the right-hand closet.
Okay, so you had the 22 handgun in the right-hand closet, correct?
On the top shelf.
And then you had the Mini 14 in the left-hand closet.
Leaning up against the left side of the left-hand closet.
Okay, when did you put those guns in the closet?
When you were on your way, I
Okay.
don't like to have guns in sight
Yeah.
anytime the law enforcement is involved because it makes you guys nervous.
Oh yeah. Very true. Yeah.
And that's why I came to the door with my hands out and up.
Yeah. No, yes, you did, and I appreciate that. Yes. So you said, do you remember what you said you placed those guns in there when you knew that we were on our way?
Yes.
How did you know that we were on the way to your house?
Oh, Bill called me. He said you'd be there in 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
But Bill's numbers, I know Bill enough to know that 5 or 10 minutes, and it actually took you 25.
Okay.
So I wasn't worrying about it.
Okay.
Bill's numbers are a little loose.
Okay, sure.
But I knew you'd come.
Sure.
So
And then I have
actually, I
to.
was sitting at the kitchen table watching down the driveway, which is why I was ready for you at the door.
Okay. I have to ask, Byron, after the shooting and it's done, why didn't you call law enforcement to report what happened?
For the first couple hours, I was just shaking. And I gradually shifted into worrying about another accomplice. I mean, accomplice. There'd already been two. Who knew that both the brass-plated bitch and her husband were both watching? As far as I knew, the whole family was in on it. Bill and I thought the whole family was in on it. And I was pretty much afraid to do anything. An hour later, I had this screwball thought that seems sort of irrational now, but just because my Thanksgiving's screwed up, I don't need to screw up yours.
Okay. Is that kind of why you didn't call law
That
enforcement or?
was a part of it. And I was also sitting there thinking, it's all over. It's not going to change. I can wait till tomorrow in the daylight. I might be thinking more clearly.
Okay.
I saw it as a static situation.
Sure. Okay. Byron, I think we covered pretty much
And
what I can think of at this point.
okay, and I haven't thought of anything else to add, but if I do, I'll
Okay.
let you know.
Okay.
Details like the shoes might pop up later.
Sure.
Details like making sure the DVR is turned off before tomorrow noon.
Okay. If we would have any further questions later with you, would you be okay to with
Absolutely.
talking with us further?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then I'm going to conclude the statement at this time.
Okay.
Does that sound good, Byron? Okay. And the time right now is 16:01 hours.